You're listening to KNKX. It's more than 2 years until a law goes into effect requiring Washington elementary schools to screen students for possible signs of dyslexia. That's a reading disability that affects a lot of people. Some estimates put the number as high as 1 in 5. But already, some teachers are taking time out of their summer vacation to learn methods for teaching kids with dyslexia how to read. KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross has this story of teachers from a school in the Highline District heading to a training this week.
Hazel Valley Elementary in Burien is a high-poverty school, and the school's test scores are below the state average. Less than half of students score at grade level in English language arts. Brittany Beaumont is a literacy specialist working to help more children catch up.
While you're reading on your own, I'm going to come around to listen in and coach each one of you. Okay.
On a morning in June before summer vacation, Beaumont works with 4 second graders who have been struggling with reading. She's helping them learn how to sound out words.
It uses tell it tell to wag.
As you were reading, you first said it uses his tail to wag. How did you figure out that this is not the word his and you fixed it?
Because it's not the H on it.
Learning the sounds that letters make and how to break words up into bite-sized chunks is called phonics. Decoding words can be hard for kids with dyslexia, but it's a fundamental skill. If you don't know how to decode, it's tough to read multisyllabic words. And learning that takes work. It's not something our brains do naturally, like learning to talk. Beaumont and 3 of her colleagues will take part in a training this week in something called the Orton-Gillingham method, which teaches phonics using multi-sensory approaches, such as
tracing letters in a baking tray that's filled with sand, or having modeling clay out, using colors to coordinate with particular letters and sounds and shapes. And those things are all helping our students really make those connections between the sounds they can hear in words and then the print that they see in printed words.
This method of teaching reading has been shown to help not just kids with dyslexia, but all kids. And yet, the pendulum in the education world has swung back and forth between emphasizing phonics and writing it off as rote and boring. 2 influential podcasts from American Public Media have exposed how phonics got put on the back burner starting in the early 1990s. Even though science has shown it's important for kids to get explicit instruction in translating the sounds we hear in speech into letters on the page. Now, educators like Beaumont are seeking to augment their skills to better serve students with dyslexia, who can really fall through the cracks if they don't get the proper instruction.
With it being such a high percentage of students, we can't just think of this as being like, oh, this is a special education issue. Chances are these students are in all of our classrooms who need this level of support.
And it's not just these teachers from Hazel Valley Elementary seeking out this kind of training. Era Jackson is the English Language Arts and Literacy Director in the State Superintendent's Office.
We're absolutely seeing an uptick in educators being interested in about it. Yesterday, I just had a superintendent email me about this.
The idea that educators are seeking out this knowledge is welcome news to Bonnie Meyer. She's a longtime educator and board director of the Washington branch of the International Dyslexia Association. She trains teachers in a multisensory literacy method called Slingerland. Meyer says if more general education teachers got this training, there would be fewer students needing special education services.
If you train one teacher and they're using that year after year after year, you've really impacted thousands of kids over the lifetime of a teacher's career.
Add it to your board. Think to yourself, does it belong on the short vowel list or the long vowel list?
At Hazel Valley Elementary, Brittany Beaumont is helping her students understand the concept of the silent E. And now this week, she and her colleagues will gain more skills in multisensory literacy instruction.
With the recent legislation around dyslexia screening in Washington, this really seemed like a time where this would be pivotal for me to learn this.
And once she does, Beaumont plans to share what she's learned with other teachers to help more kids become good readers. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.